Jogger, it's your last day, my man. You're counting it down. Now, last night when we had you on the show, just after the show ended, the NHL released all of their changes that they were talking about for the competition committee. Did any of them pique your interest more than others?
Oh, goodness. Did any of them pique my interest? I mean, changing the format and the standings, like the tiebreakers, putting more of a focus on regulation wins. I think that's interesting. I think that's a step in the right direction. Other than that, nothing really stood out that much to me. And there wasn't a ton of detail. They just kind of outlined some directions that they think they might head in.
Yeah, obviously they're going to review some things, which makes sense. I hope they don't go overboard on the review. I think that could be a mistake. But honestly, the thing I'm most intrigued by is that they're open to the idea. Carey Fraser and I have talked about the headsets on the officials in games, so there's some constant communication. Oh, yeah, no, that's missed. Boom, it's done, it's solved, and away we go.
Yeah, I don't know how much officials would like that. Like, I don't think you want somebody bugging you in your ear.
Well, no, it's not. It's not constant, right? Because the NFL has it, and their officials really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Well, I guess it just depends on how it's used, and different officials will respond differently to it. But, you know, I think they're just all praying that we get through tonight's game without any major controversy or any major reviews needed, because this is lining up for a worst-case scenario for them if something ends up coming down to a review of some magnitude, especially in some of the real hot-button areas.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's like there's always going to be some mistakes. I think at times everybody gets emotional and like, oh, we got to fix everything. And I think it's best to maybe take a step back and just say, okay, is this ultimately better for the game, right? Like, I think we can all admit they overreacted on the offside review and it hasn't added anything beneficial to the game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd agree. I think, you get an angry owner or two that have some clout and some pull with the Board of Governors, get items put on agendas, and you get momentum at these meetings. Yep, the league is susceptible to that happening. I would agree with you. I know you've been a loud opponent of the offside review, and I'm with you. I think it'd be fine if they got rid of it. And, you know, part of the problem, Greg, is I think with all of the reviews that they have in place right now, I think it's caused referees and linesmen to second-guess themselves. I think these guys have great instincts, and they're not always going to be right, and we shouldn't expect them that's realistic. And I think the rule should be in place of review to allow referees to supplement their gut instincts and to confirm their gut instincts, not to make them second-guess themselves. And I think the rules are set up in a way now where it causes them to second-guess themselves more than anything else.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, game seven tonight. There's no new storylines I think we can look at. It just comes down to one game. I don't know how much momentum carries over from game to game. There's a few things we know. The Bruins' power play has been good so far. The Blues has been awful. The Blues, though, have been good on the road. They'll have to win for the third time in Boston, which would kind of seem a little bit crazy when you think about it. But, you know, looking back at game sevens, you know, historically there's not a lot of power plays. I think that might benefit St. Louis, right? The more disciplined they play, and because right now at times them getting a power play, now I know if they score a power play goal, it changes the pass, but thus far, getting a power play has almost been a detriment for them.
Well, it's been momentum sapping for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first game, or the last game they came out, they had some early momentum. They had a power play, and it just, you know, Ryan O'Reilly almost, actually they were killing one. I think Ryan O'Reilly almost scored shorthanded. But at times, their 5-on-5 game has been so good, penalties have come along and taken some of the wind out of that sail. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's almost like if they could decline them, they would. And I'm being facetious, but I think that 5-on-5, I've said it all through the whole series, they can play with this team. They're as good, if not better, 5-on-5, the way they can carry the play and get it deep and sustained offensive zone time and wearing out their opponents and being physical on the defenseman. It's totally to their advantage if the referees put the whistles away. I think we'll see 3 or 4 penalties tonight. I think that'll be it. I just think the refs want to stay out of the way if possible.
Yeah. No, 100%. Give me your unsung surprise hero tonight. Remember Pascal Dupuis scored a pair of goals for the Penguins in Game 7? I think it was – no, it wasn't Dupuis. It was the other guy. Anyway, kind of an unsung guy who scored both goals. Talbot, that's who it was, scored both goals for them. Do you see an unsung eye, or is it going to be one of the big gunners who comes up big tonight, do you feel?
Well, and this is kind of selfishly motivated because we do a game-winning goal pool among all the media members here at the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
And so they doubled the buy-in for this one. So I pulled, along with my producer, Billy Dodson, and I were sharing our entry. We got Marcus Johansson. So I will go with him just because it's putting good karma out into the universe. But I think he was a huge acquisition for them. I think he's a player that's got lots of different tools that can help you in a game like this. He does a lot of things the right way. And I think, yeah, I think he's a gamer. So I would say him for the Boston Bruins and over on the St. Louis side. You know what? I'd probably go with Shen. And not that he would be unsung. That would be an obvious one. But I think he made a big mistake in the last game. It was a really undisciplined hit. And I think that he's got something to prove. And I think he might come through in a game like this tonight.
Oh, I love it. What do you win if you get that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good chunk of change anyways.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, that'll be perfect for you to buy a round in Vancouver. Are you coming to the draft?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll be there home for a few days.
And even better. Now I'm rooting even more because I think you said you would buy a round. So now I'm cheering even more for you to win this. So
I don't know. You know me. I'm an alligator arms on the road, according to Darren Dreger.
Well, you're in struds. My God. I don't know who would have shorter arms come next week. that'll be a competition that I'll have to monitor.
Repeating hairlines and alligator arms at the bar. We're a couple of real good buddies, aren't we?
I don't really think your hairline's receding. Now, maybe that's because I work with struds and I see like a six head every day, but I don't really think yours is receding. I think you've got like a good decade before you have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling everybody, yet they still seem to keep piling on to me for it. I think it's fun.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Have you got anybody with your mind game yet?
Oh, the push-up game. Dave Parker got nailed today.
Okay.
On set. Wasn't me. I think it was Darren Dreger that got him. But we've all been playing it for so long now, Greg, that we're all really good at it. We can't get each other anymore. The fun's come out of it.
Maybe you should come up with a new word.
Yeah, no. We got to just stick with it. You got to adapt, right? You got to adapt. You got to grow and adapt and think of new creative ways to get people. I don't know.
Nice. Well, enjoy it, and we'll chat with you tomorrow. And hopefully, for your sake, there's no double or triple overtime tonight.
Yeah, no, we don't cheer. We don't care either way. We hope for a regulation win and for as few whistles as possible.
Have a good one, Jogger.
See you, pal.
That's Ryan Rashog from TSN.